T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
For whatever reason, the national media is looking at Event Horizon between Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, why are we talking about this? This is a Philadelphia story. Well, it's a Philadelphia story that, whether we want it to or not, is becoming a Golden State Warrior attached rumor. So anything that happens to Ben Simmons or around him, somebody wants to point an arrow straight at the Golden State Warriors and go, huh? What do you think? I don't think much of this, and I certainly don't think that Ben Simmons is doing himself any favors by looking unprofessional. He's not doing the 76ers any favors by trying to boost a little trade value into... I mean, look, he's wildly talented, yet he's massively flawed, and he has undercut Daryl Morey's ability to do what he wants because he's being impatient and says he will never, ever, 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 ever pick up that phone and say, I love you again, Philadelphia. He's not going to report to training camp in any way, shape, or form.
But it's a Warrior story if he goes anywhere in the Western Conference, with about the exception of three teams, because that impacts the teams around them. So it's a story. Now, how much of a story? Not much today, because all it means is they've reiterated what people thought would be their play all along. But I don't know what it does with Daryl Morey. He waited until, you know, the Houston Rockets season was already 10 games in, I think, before he decided to move Harden. So he could just be obstinate and keep him there. You know, and the only question would be, how long does Josh Harris, the owner, want to pay that kind of money for a guy in civvies sitting on the beach?
So, as far as the Ben Simmons side of this, not to defend him, because I don't think he's necessarily going about this the right way. But to your point, Damon, I think the reason he is going about it this way, or one of them anyway, is that he doesn't believe the Sixers were doing what they could to trade him, because he knows just as well as we do that the stuff Daryl Morey was asking for was never going to happen type trade packages. So I think his attitude is, I guess the only way to get you to sincerely try to trade me is just to not show up. Because clearly you thought you could just get me there and potentially work things out, or at least showcase me in some way to drive my value up, but I'm not going to play your game.
I mean, he's a hard guy to defend, and I know you're not defending him. But if you look at it, and you just say, how can Ben make business happen? I think he's slowing it down more than he's actually speeding it up. And Daryl's over-asking price is the starting point of most negotiations for players who were the number one overall pick in the draft. Like, he knew the, hey, Bob Myers, I would like everyone not named Steph Curry, plus the Golden Gate Bridge, and your sourdough starter. Like, he wanted everything the Warriors could possibly put on the table, and a little bit more. He knew it was a non-starter when he put it in front of Bob Myers. That's when someone's supposed to say, well, that's not happening, but what about... And now you're negotiating.
Except I think he went so far that people were like, stop it, and just hung up.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anyone's interested enough with the assets that he's interested in to say, well, we're not going to give you the stars, the moon, and Saturn, but if you take Saturn off the table, we can maybe have a conversation. I just don't think that there is... Ben Simmons seems like the kind of guy, a lot of teams would be wildly interested in who aren't worried about four free throws at the end of game six of a playoff series. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of teams that could use Ben Simmons with his flaws as they are right now. But there's just something off-putting about him and his work ethic, which, again, not reporting to training camp, just kind of encapsulates the worst of him leading the conversation. You're telling me the only thing the 76ers asked of you was to work on a massive flaw in your game over the dawn of your NBA career, and you couldn't do it. You refused to do it.
I think is more closely aligned to reality here.
Why do you think that?
I think it only because if he was working on those things, in an aggressive manner, if he was working to improve the gaps in his game, Rich Paul would have found a way to tell us that. And the message we get instead is, I'm not coming back to you guys. This is not about making your game better. It feels like to me, it's, I don't have to do what you say. In fact, you're going to do what I say. It seems more like power than it is play.
Yeah, I'm more playing devil's advocate than defending Ben Simmons, because I don't think he deserves defense in this situation. But I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if it counts as what you're talking about, Ray, but they've certainly put out a lot of videos of Ben Simmons working on his shot and subsequently hitting shots.
So, not in games, though.
But
I'm not saying he's doing a good job of it. I'm saying when Ray is talking about Rich Paul would let us know that he's working on his jumper, they're trying to let us know that he's working on the shot. I just, no one's buying it, right? And I don't know. Certainly, a guy of that talent, where basketball is his job, it's hard to imagine that if he put in the work, he couldn't get his free throw percentage up to the 70 range. You know, not 90, but 70 would be nice. And maybe 55 instead of 12 in the last 3 minutes of a basketball game, right? You know, it defies logic that he would be working at it and not succeeding at it. But I do think that's where, like, teams know more than we do. And if I were to... I haven't made a conclusion, but if I were to conclude that it's less... It's more that he doesn't want to try to get better at these things, as opposed to just he can't get it done for despite how hard he's working, it would be more that people, as you said, don't seem as interested as you would imagine you'd be in trading for a 25-year-old with that level of talent.
He's got zero interest in helping Philadelphia rebuild his trade value.
No, because I I'm just surmising again here, because nobody knows anything except that what Chris Paul just whispered in Adrian Wojnarowski's ear.
You mean RuPaul?
I don't mean that.
Cliff Paul.
But I think what it feels like to me is they believe they have all the leverage in the world, that there are teams clamoring for this, and that the real stumbling block is Daryl Morey's asking price, and that if they force him to lower that price, that he'll get moved somehow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.